when Harry usually finishes with communion, which we're not having today, he usually gives a little blessing. He says, may the Lord bless you and keep you, make his face to shine upon you, lift his countenance unto you, give you peace. And that is taken from, let's put that up, Numbers, the 6th chapter, starting with the 22nd verse. Let's read that. And the Lord said to Moses, tell Aaron and his sons, this is how you are to bless the Israelites. Say to them, the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn his face toward you and give you peace. Next verse. So they will put my name on the Israelites and I will bless them. Put, that's the best part of this whole thing. They put my name on them and I will bless them. They that call upon my name shall be saved, it says. Now that's a beautiful blessing. And I use that, you know, frequently. But I also like another blessing. I like a blessing that's taken from three sections of scriptures, and I want to share those with you. And it's, one is I'll say, may the Lord bless you. May he give you peace that passes all understanding. May he give you love that passes knowledge. And may he give you joy unspeakable and full of glory. Joy unspeakable and full of glory. Now we're going to look at those three areas of scriptures real quick, I hope. So let's put the first one up there. I ask you, this is out of Ephesians. I ask you therefore not to be discouraged because of my sufferings. This is not, if I stumble around in this, this is not King James. So, forgive me if I'm like, look like a cow at a new gate. Okay? No, let's go back to that verse just a second. Back up. Oh! See, I didn't even know he just put King James up there. Thanks, thanks. Wherefore I desire that you faint not at my tribulations for you. The other one said troubles, tribulations for you. He says, I don't want you to be discouraged about my tribulations for you, which is your glory. That means what I'm doing is to be for your, giving you the glory of God, bringing you to his glory, for your glory. Let's go. For this cause, there's a cause there. He has a cause, suffering tribulations for them. I bow my knees unto the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Now, what is he doing? He's praying for this cause. I pray for you. Let's go. Of whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named, that he would grant you, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with might by his Spirit in the inner man. That means in your spirit man. How many of you would like to be strengthened with God's might by his Spirit in your inner man? I'm praying. I pray that, Lord, for them right now. As Paul prayed, he prayed not just the Paul is written, the letter of Ephesians is not written just to the church at Ephesus, but to every saint, according to the first and second verse. That Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith, that you may be rooted and grounded in love, that you may be able to comprehend, that means understand, with all the saints, what is the breadth, the length, and the depth and height. That means the complete dimensions all of the love of God, all of it, that you may be understand this love and to know the love of Christ, which passes knowledge. So you see that? I pray that you would have the love. God would bless you with the knowledge of his love that passes human knowledge, that you might be filled with all the fullness of God. Now leave that one up for a second. All right. That you might, because I'm going to, The next verse is used to be my wife's favorite verse in the Bible, right? And I want you to see that it was predicated on the verses before as we read it, right? In other words, it was predicated on this prayer being answered in your life. And so let's go to the next verse. It says, now, See, now that this prayer is being made, that you understand that the breadth, the length, and depth, and height, you know, may know the love of Christ which passes knowledge. Now, and that you're strengthened with all might according to its glorious power in your inner man. Now, unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above. I love God when he gets serious, you know. He's able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we may ask or think. Well, not just all that you may ask, but all that you may ask or even think of, that you can't even think of, according to the power that worketh in us. And what is the power, according to the verses that we just read now, what's the power that's working in us? Love. Love. The knowledge of his love that passes human knowledge. So well, that's the salutation that I, or not salutation, but Benedict, that I pray over people that they may know the love of Christ which passes knowledge. Okay? Now let's look at the next one. This is in Philippians. Another famous section of scripture in Philippians chapter 4, verse 4, I believe. Is that where we're starting? All right, here we go. Rejoice in the Lord. Sing while we're waiting. Rejoice in the Lord always. And again I say rejoice. Rejoice in the Lord always. And again I say rejoice. Rejoice, rejoice. And again I say rejoice. Rejoice, rejoice. And again I say rejoice. Now let's sing that in a round. You know how to do this? All right, this side's going to sing. Rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say rejoice. And this side's going to sing, rejoice, rejoice, and again I say rejoice. You got it? All right? Rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say rejoice. Rejoice in the Lord always, and rejoice, rejoice, and again I say rejoice. Rejoice. You're supposed to be singing, rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. Rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. Keep going. Rejoice, rejoice. And again, I say rejoice. Rejoice, rejoice. And again. Amen. Glory. Next verse, please. Hallelujah. Let your moderation. Not exactly a great word for us. It's more gentleness or tolerance or long-suffering, patience. And he says, let your moderation be known unto all men. The Lord is at hand. Be careful for nothing. Somebody once tried to use this verse on me that says, that's why you shouldn't get a salary. I'm glad somebody gets some of these things. You know, you shouldn't get a salary because of Philippians 4:6. Be careful for nothing. All right. That means don't worry about anything in case you think I shouldn't get a salary. Forget that nonsense. Okay. Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be known unto God. For the peace of God and the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your heart and your mind through Christ Jesus. So you see, what is predicated on the peace of God keeping? Casting all your care over in him, for he careth for you. Be careful for nothing, but instead by prayer and supplications, let your request, with thanksgiving, let your request be made known unto God. Somebody shout, amen. Not much of a shout out there. If you're going to change war and things, you've got to get a little louder. That's a line from Alice's Restaurant, by the way, in case you didn't recognize it. Hallelujah. Okay. Now we're going to go where I'm going to actually be finishing up from where I started last week and never really got to it. But I won't take as long as I did last week. Blessed be the God. Blessed be your name. Amen. Remember that word, blessed, eulogio, means well word, good word, saying a good word back to God. Returning it back to God, just like we were singing, and blessed be your name. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. Am I? I'm not reading the right verse, am I? I'm quoting a different verse. I'm quoting Ephesians 1:4. Oh, sorry about that. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to his abundant mercy hath begotten us unto a lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. See, I'm just checking to see who's paying attention. I know you think you're so poor you can't pay attention. But anyway, to an inheritance, incorruptible, undefiled, that fades not away, reserved in heaven for us, who are kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time. Remember me preaching on that 2 weeks ago? All right, last week we had a special guest, but last time I preached on this. So if you think I'm zipping through here, get last week's. You can download it. Somebody can show you how to do that. I don't know how. Wherein you greatly rejoice, though now for a season, if need be, you are in heaviness through manifold temptations. Let's leave that up there one more time. Back up there. Wherein you greatly rejoice. Rejoice, rejoice. Though now for a season, if need be, you are in heaviness through manifold temptations. Temptations means testings, actually. Trials, testings and trials. In Ephesians 10:13 it says, there hath no temptation taken you that isn't common to man. But God, with temptation, make a way for you to escape, that you may be able to bear it. You see? So God makes a way for us to escape through the temptation. In the temptation, in the testings, we can have victory. Wherein, the next verse, that the trial of your faith, the testing of your faith, being much more precious than of gold that perisheth, though it be tried with fire, might be found unto praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. The testing of your faith is more precious than gold. All right? Whom? Now this is one beautiful verse in here. Whom, having not seen? That means he's talking to people who says, you haven't seen Jesus. He's sharing with people that weren't with Jesus, and he's sharing with us. We haven't seen him. We've never seen him except in our hearts, you know. Whom, having not seen, you love. In whom, though you now see him not. In other words, you haven't ever seen him, and you can't see him now. He says, you haven't ever seen him, and you still love him. And you don't even see him now, and it says, yet believing, you rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory. You know, it is joy unspeakable and full of glory, full of glory, full of glory. It is joy unspeakable and full of glory, and the half has never yet been told. Hallelujah, amen? Notice what it's predicated on. It's rejoicing through trials and temptations. Amen. Hallelujah. One of the things that I have noticed about this book, this hymn book that I've been, this book on hymns that I have been, you know, reading. One time a widow lady donated like $50,000 to the church, and the pastor says, you know, this Sunday I'm going to let you pick out three hymns. And she said, I'll take him, him, and him. Well, these are a little different. Get simple jokes like that one, huh? My more complicated ones are kind of hard. Glory be to God. I've talked about a couple of hymns before already. One was Be Thou My Vision, which we also sang today. And that was the one that we were just talking about with St. Patrick. But another one is Blessed Assurance. And Blessed Assurance, boy, I can't get this book to stay open. That's all right. I got it. Oh, what's that? Oh, never mind. Blessed Assurance was written by Fanny Crosby, Francis J. Crosby. And the interesting thing about it, well, I'll just sing a little bit. You can sing it Acapulco. Blessed, that didn't mean in Spanish, by the way, in case you thought I didn't know what I was talking about. Blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine. Heir of salvation, purchase of God, born of his spirit, washed in his blood. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. Perfect submission, perfect delight. Visions of rapture now burst on my sight. Angels descending bring from above echoes of mercy, whispers of love. This is my story. This is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. Perfect submission, all is at rest. I and my Savior are happy and blessed. Watching and waiting, looking above, filled with his goodness, lost in his love. This is my story. This is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. Amen. Good singing harmony out there. Listen to this, one line. Visions of rapture now burst on my sight. How about this one? Watching and waiting, looking above. It's written by a blind lady. Written by a blind lady. Visions of rapture now burst on my sight. Watching and waiting. Wow. She worked in a very poor blind lady, my dad. And she worked in a rescue mission most of her life for other people. More unfortunate than herself, she says. Hallelujah. Amen. Then I went to another one because that was written by Louise Steed. And I shared this one. Louise Steed was, let me get to it in here. I know this song, but not perfectly. Okay. Boy, it is hot up here. No, it tends to make noise in my microphone. You could put that on if you wouldn't mind. This is written by a lady. Shared this before. Got became a Christian when she was 9 years old. Started to hear the call of God, and in her teens she wanted to be a missionary. And she had poor health, and she wanted to go to China, but because of the weather there, she didn't make it. They didn't let her go. And so she grew up, got married, and around her 30th birth, or her 30th year old, her husband, Mr. Steed, drowned off of Long Island saving. One of the rumors was that he was trying to save their daughter, who was 4 years old, by the name of Lily. And so after she was, after his death, she took Lily and she volunteered to go to South Africa in the mission field. And she and her daughter went to South Africa and she wrote this hymn. "'Tis so sweet to trust in Jesus, just to take Him at His word, just to rest upon His promise, just to know, thus saith the Lord, Jesus, Jesus, how I trust Him, how I prove Him o'er and o'er. Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus, oh, for grace to trust Him more." Amen. That was written by a gal who had just lost her husband. And she was saying, Jesus, you know, so many of these hymns are written out of tragedy by believers who trusted in the Lord anyways, you know, and believed in God. Just like we were saying, blessed be thy name, blessed be the name, whether it's good or whether it's bad. And many of these is from in many times where some people would turn and go away, walk away from God. They ran toward God. And I want to suggest to you that without God in many of these situations, many of these stories, they wouldn't have made it. I want to tell you about another one. You may know this person already. I'm not going to give you his name right away, just because I know you'll know who he is. But this person was alive during the time of D.L. Moody, one of the greatest evangelists that ever lived. He lived in Chicago, was a very wealthy man. And he bought a lot of property, invested in a lot of property. And then the Great Fire of Chicago took place, and he lost his entire fortune. He was a believer. And then he began to work with people that had lost their homes and their businesses to build them back up for them. Can you imagine that, losing everything you have, and then spending your whole life to help other people get back what they lost? Isn't that beautiful? Amen? And D.L. Moody had gone to Europe to have revival meetings, and he wanted to go over there to Europe. So he went to the East Coast, and he was going to catch a boat to go to Europe, a ship. I'll see if I can pronounce it. It was a French luxury liner, and it was called Ville de Havre, probably Via. I know because I was in France when I was in Europe, and I did go to Via France, so I'm probably Via, Ville de Havre. That's the name of the ship. That's significant for a reason I'll tell you in a minute. But at the last minute, something came up that he had to attend to. So he put his wife and his four girls on the ship, four daughters on the ship. And they went over to Europe. And they ran into, this was in the 1800s, okay? And they ran into a iron ship. And the ship sunk within an hour or two. And all four of his girls died in the shipwreck. And his wife almost died, but they found her floating on a debris, and she was saved. And when she got to Europe, she sent one telegram, two words: only saved, me only saved. And so he was going to go to Europe, and he got on a ship to go to Europe, and the captain came and got him in his quarters and says, we're now over the sea where your daughters drowned. And he went back and he couldn't sleep and he went back and he wrote this poem. And then when he gets back to America, one of his dearest friends had written a song about and named it after the ship. And the name of the song was Via du Havre. Via du Havre. Named after the ship. You know, a lot of songs have been named after ships. Right? You know the song Edmund Fitzgerald? You know? Or how about, you've got to sink the Bismarck to the bottom of the sea. You know, a lot of ship songs, you know. Huh? Well, this was just a song. And Horatio Stamford, is that right? Wrote, took his poem, and he put it to that music. Shortly after Philip Bliss wrote this tune, he and his wife were killed in a train accident. And Horatio wrote this song. When peace like a river attendeth my sway, when sorrows like sea billows roll, whatever my lot thou hast brought me to say, it is well, with my soul, it is well. With my soul, it is well. It is well with my soul. Amen. That's just the first verse, first stanza that was written on the ocean where his four babies passed away. Boy, I don't know. It's just kind of hard thinking about losing your babies, you know that, your children. But he trusted God. And it got him through it. Oh, praise God. Somebody say amen. Is that beautiful? All right. I got another song I want to sing you. I was talking to my wife today. Martin Luther wrote several hundred hymns. In the beginning, he took a lot of the hymns that we have in the Bible were old folk songs, the tune-wise. Was old bar songs in some cases, songs they sung in bars, and then they put Christian words to them. The Lord found me. We would take songs that we knew, and then we would just begin to either adapt them a little bit and take the songs that we knew. I'm a 60s generation guy, early 70s. I got saved found in 1971 in December, went right into 1972. And we would take songs and we would just inject the Lord into it. Either in our thoughts, you know, we just thought that some of these people were singing about the Lord anyway. They just didn't know it, you know. Kind of like the director of the NSA. Are you recording us? Not wittingly, he says, you know. Well, I think some of those people were singing about the Lord. Not wittingly, but nevertheless. Moody Blues. I know you're out there somewhere, somewhere, somewhere. I know you're out there somewhere. You can hear my voice. Like, well, he's got to be singing about the Lord, you know? Amen? How about the Hollies, you know, that you say, sometimes all I need is the air that I breathe and to love you. All I need is the air that I breathe. Wow, is that true? Right. In him we live and move and have our being. In him we live and breathe and have our being. All I need is the air that I breathe and to love him. So we used to take all these songs that we knew. When I got saved, there was a bunch of great songs coming out. There was Don McLean's and Bye Bye Miss American Pie. Of course, you know the line in that, the three men I admired most, the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, they caught the last day, train for the coast the day the music died. Boy, that was a good song, you know. Song about Vincent, you know, that was a great song. Love that song. They had Chicago coming out. And there was a song that came out that was written in hard times for the person. This singer, one of the most renowned, known singers of all time, had committed himself to a hospital, sanitarium. He had a nervous breakdown, was having a hard time with depression, and he went in this hospital. And while he's in the hospital, he's getting better. And he met a young lady that it was very dear to his heart, and but she was young. And her parents did not approve of the relationship. She was in the hospital herself. And there was this connection for as far as he was concerned. And they took her away. And he was greatly saddened by that. And he wrote this song. And I'm going to sing it to you. Now remember what I said. Oh, by the way, Martin Luther wrote many of his hymns to old bar songs. Wrote new words to him, and he got a lot of criticism about it, and so he stopped. And then he started again and said, I don't care what they say. All right? I know the words, but I'm going to look at them just the same, just so I won't mess this up. All right? How many of you know who I'm talking about? George does. Listen to the words. It's pretty cool. Got to find the right words here. Just the next verse coming along here. Excuse me. Me. Me, myself, and I? No. Just yesterday morning, they let me know you were gone. Suzanne, the plans they made put an end to you. I walked out this morning and I wrote down this song. I just can't remember who to send it to. I've seen fire and I've seen rain. I've seen sunny days that I thought would never end. I've seen lonely times when I could not find a friend. But I always thought that I'd see you again. You gotta look down upon me, Jesus. You gotta help me make a stand. I just can't make it through another day. My body's aching and my time is at hand. I just can't make it any other way. I've seen fire and I've seen rain. I've seen sunny days that I thought would never end. I've seen lonely times when I could not find a friend. But I always thought that I'd see you again. You gotta look down. Won't you look down upon me, Jesus? You gotta help me make a stand. I just can't make it through another day. My body's aching. And my time is at hand. Now listen to this. I won't make it any other way. Is that true? Look down at Jesus. If you want me, I'm not going to make it any other way. That's the only way. There's a last verse he wrote in here. I kind of like had to look this up. last night, I was thinking of this song, and I wanted to get all the words right, and I still messed them up a little bit, if you really know the song that well. And I said, man. So I dug out my big folder of CDs. I don't have any vinyls anymore. I gave them all to Cody, you know. You know, so I'm digging out this big folder, and I'm going, boy, I thought surely I had something on a CD by who? James Taylor. Absolutely. You know James Taylor. Married to Carole King, you know? Yes, who's Carole King? James Taylor. I thought, surely I got something by James Taylor. And I looked through all my CDs and I didn't have a thing by James Taylor. And then I suddenly realized, wait a minute, that's way back. So I started going through some cassettes, you know, those old fashioned cassette tapes. No, 8-tracks. You know. No, not 8-tracks. And I finally found one, and I got this new machine. I didn't even know how to get the booming thing to play it, and I worked at it for an hour, and I was listening to it. And the last line is really peculiar, you know, but I think it's interesting because it says this. Now remember, this is after he wrote this song after that this guy was taken away from him, and he lost somebody that was special to him. And he says in this last verse, I've been walking my mind through an easy time. In other words, I've been going through my mind. My back turned toward the sun. This would be S-U-N, but I'll substitute S-O-N on there. My back turned toward the sun. Okay? Lord knows when the cold wind blows, it'll turn your head around. In other words, when trouble comes, he turned his head around to the sun. That's why I think it's S-O-N instead of S-U-N. All right? Hallelujah. And then it says this. Been spending my time on the telephone line. Now, we don't have any telephone lines anymore, but that's okay. Talking about things to come, sweet dreams and flying machines in pieces on the ground. All right? So it says, Lord knows when the cold wind blows, it'll turn your head around. Been spending my time on the telephone line talking about things to come, sweet dreams and flying machines in pieces on the ground. You know, what in the world did that mean? Pieces. Sound to me like something that Elsie was thinking about in the past, really, instead of things to come. And the reason I'd say that is, sweet dreams and flying machines in pieces on the ground. Why do you say that? Anybody want to hazard a guess? George, you want to hazard a guess? All right. Before he went solo, he started a band. Did you know that? Oh, yeah. He started a band. And then I guess it kind of broke up in pieces on the ground. One of the reasons I think he had a nervous breakdown. You might have heard the band. He's managed it, started it, The Flying Machine. Sweet Dreams and Flying. You don't know that song? You don't know The Flying Machine? Does anybody know who The Flying Machine is? Oh, really? Well, sing. Okay. How about this? I know he hurt you bad, but darling, don't be sad, so smile a little smile for me, Rosemary. What's the use in crying? In a little while you'll see, Rosemary, Rosemary. Is that a pretty song? Smile a little smile for me. You do know that song, though. The Flying Machine. All right. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. See, even the world learns to turn to Jesus when things are going bad. Even the world knows how to go, Jesus, you're the only one that can help me. You're the only one they know. And it's birthed in a need. It's like when Uzziah died. And Isaiah was like, what am I going to do now? You know, he went in the temple seeking God. Hallelujah. When he's crucified. Let's pray. Thank you, Lord, for loving us, watching over us. Thank you for being there. Thank you for being there. You're there. You're there. Oh, God. I pray for everyone in this room. We all have struggles. You're there for us. You're there for us. Oh, Lord. You got to look down upon me, Jesus. You got to help me make a stand. I can't make it through another day. My body's aching and my time is at hand. I just can't make it any other way. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If you're out there and you're struggling with something and you feel like you need a touch from the Lord, touch you in your pain, touch you in your sorrow, touch you in your grief, touch you in your struggle, just raise your hand. Just receive from the Lord right now. Raise it to the Lord and say, Lord, Lord, I need you. Jesus, you got to help me make a stand. I can't make it any other way. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. If you came today and you don't know Christ as your Lord and Savior, you want to do that today? We would love to pray with you to receive Christ. We would deem it an honor. If anybody's out there and you don't know this Jesus, and you'd like to do that, please raise your hand right now and we will pray with you. All of you. Hallelujah. One hand going up there. All right. Anybody else? All right. Praise God. Hallelujah. Anybody else? Anybody ready to receive Christ? Thank you, God. Oh, now pray with me. Everybody, pray together. Heavenly Father, I believe in you. And I love you. I want you to be my Father. And I want Jesus to be my Savior. I believe with all my heart that you sent him to die for me, and that he's been raised from the dead, that he was raised for me so that I might be forgiven, and that you might be my Father, and he would be my Savior. And I confess with my mouth that Jesus is Lord, and that he was raised from the dead. I thank you for forgiving me, and I thank you for being my Lord, Lord Jesus, and I receive your forgiveness, and I receive you, Jesus. I receive you, God. Fill me. Touch me. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Thank you, God, for saving me. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. One more time. Blessed be thy name. Let's sing that one more time. Blessed be your name.
Name of the Lord.
Blessed be your holy name. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be your glorious name. The name of the Lord. Blessed be your name. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be your glorious name. give and take away. You give and take away. My heart will truly say, blessed be your name. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be your glorious name. The name of the Lord. Blessed be your glorious name. You give and take away. Give and take away. My heart will truly say, blessed be your name. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be your name. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be your glorious name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Blessed be your name. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. May the Lord bless you, keep you, make his face shine upon you, be gracious unto you, lift his countenance unto you, give you his peace, the peace that passes all understanding. That he speak his name over you, receive his name, walk into his name, live in his name, run into his name as a strong tower. Hallelujah. May you have the love and the knowledge of his love that passes all other knowledge. Be strengthened with my spirit in your inner man. That Christ may dwell in your hearts, so that you may be rooted and grounded in love, that you may be able to comprehend with all the saints what of the breadth, the depth, the length, and height of the love of Christ, and to know the love of Christ which passes all knowledge. That you might have the peace that passes all understanding, and that you might have joy unspeakable and full of glory. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Go with God.